You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Elizabeth Peake. Liz Peake writes a column at The Hill, a column at Fox News, much on Fox Business. Anticipating the 2024 election, the president running for re-election, you will recall from the nearly 50 years in the Senate, Mr. Biden enjoyed the flattering remark, middle-class Joe, a very good place to base your campaign because the middle class drives America, pays the taxes, drives America, staffs the schools, is the future. And so we come to the campaign of 2024. It's early yet. The president has been on the campaign trail raising money. But Liz, you point to statistics that say that the president is raising money like a Republican. How so?
Well, he is not raising a lot of money from middle class voters, lower income voters. And it's not too surprising. The polls tell us that he really has lost the middle class. Joe Biden is basically raising money from millionaires and billionaires. And it's ironic, of course, because those are the people who are always saying are not paying their fair share. So maybe they're now paying their fair share to Joe Biden's campaign. I don't know. Joe Biden's policies have clearly hurt middle-income and lower-income Americans more than anybody else, and his agenda is particularly favorable or appreciated by liberal elites, high-income Americans who care much more about climate change, about student loan repayments, et cetera, than does the rest of the country. And when the middle class kind of goes into the voting booth, they're going to look at, all right, what's happened to my income? We know that real wages have been down, I think, 24 of the last 26 months. Not only that, the cost of buying a home, when you factor in the tremendous increase in mortgage rates that have happened in the last year, is now up about 50%, putting it out of reach for millions of Americans. Electricity costs are up 10 or 12% because of the climate change agenda. Remember that natural gas and coal prices are down about 60% from last year. Electricity it should not be rising since those two fuels account for about 60% of electricity production in this country. So there's a lot of things that Joe Biden has done to appease and please the California and New York, you know, coastal elites. But middle class Joe isn't feeling the love. And I think that's hurting him in terms of polling, is hurting him in terms of fundraising. And I think it's going to hurt him next year.
There is disorder in both parties' campaigns. But I want to concentrate on the Democrats now, because there's a major piece in the Wall Street Journal today I recommend to everyone, because it's iconoclasm times a billion. That is billions and billions, because the iconoclasts are the extremely powerful young men, mostly young men, who are associated with Silicon Valley. Jack Dorsey, late of Twitter, is mentioned, but other names, insiders around Elon Musk. You understand, young, vigorous men who were born to the middle class but are now multi-billionaires, choosing to flatter, to give money to praise Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Liz, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. represents a niche candidacy. We've seen it before. You campaign for the presidency, you advance your cause, you raise money. It's all healthy American politics. And yet to attract Silicon Valley suggests that there's staying power here or great disorder in the Democratic Party, which I'm not accustomed to understanding. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talks about the future. He also talks about conspiracy theories, the death of his family, about COVID-19, bizarre remarks that I guess are being ignored because the Silicon Valley cognoscenti wants something besides Joe Biden. Is that how to read this?
Well, I think that's true. I think that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is, let's face it, the only real person out there challenging Joe Biden at this point. But look, a lot of these guys made their fortunes by challenging the status quo, right? They created disruptive businesses. They went places that other people had not been before. And they love the fact that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Is someone who is willing to say outrageous things and hasn't been censored, or actually he has been censored and he kind of uses that as a badge of honor these days. I think Kennedy, my take on Kennedy is, yeah, he's got some pretty strange ideas out there, but also he has presented himself as a sort of traditional Democrat. And I think that's an interesting, when I read those remarks on this topic, I sort of was taken aback. He's a traditional Democrat in terms of, for example, being anti-war. How is it all of a sudden the Democratic Party is the party really pushing us to be involved in a Ukraine war? That seems different from what you and I remember and what he remembers, too. He also says, you know, the Democratic Party used to be sort of anti-Big Pharma. Now they jumped into Big Pharma's lap during COVID and sort of, you know, promoted all these vaccines and therapies and stuff without really asking much in the way of, you know, is this the right thing? Should we be exploring this more? I think he's right on that, by the way. The acceptance of the vaccines and one or two other approaches to treating COVID and shutting down all the other dissent was ridiculous, and it could have cost lives. So I think there are issues that RFK Jr. has hit on that are very appealing to a lot of Democrats and, by the way, some Republicans. I have some friends who are interested in his campaign, but again, with a caveat that his anti-vax stance, as it has been described, at least he differs. He basically says he isn't against all vaccinations, but you know, he's had such a reputation on that that I think that has hurt him. Anyway, what it really signals to me is people want an alternative to Joe Biden, and there isn't one out there. Democrats do.
And he's being sustained by donors yeah, with very deep pockets. That means he's in this for all the way through the primaries. The puzzle here is what the White House is, what the campaign, Mr. Biden's campaign is going to do about it. And so far, I don't see an answer. We've just got a few seconds here.
Well, I don't think the campaign is really up and running in any vigorous way, so that isn't a surprise. They want to ignore RFK Jr. They want to ignore all the problems they have. That's what their campaign looks like at this point.
Elizabeth Peake, Liz Peake at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, a columnist much on Fox Business. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
like a social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.